Yeah, you don't get much time to hang around when it's recorded like that. We don't have somebody sympathetic who can kind of slow down or catch up so you can kind of get into the groove and go with it. Anyway, I was thinking, we've done a lot of talking since we've come in this morning. And in a moment, we're going to be thinking about three different stories about Christmas. But I just thought we could take a moment or two to think what Christmas has meant for each person here. It's a busy time, and perhaps that's what it's been, a time of rushing around to get things done and kind of sighing with relief when things get back to normal. It can be a happy time when we enjoy spending time with friends and family, singing familiar songs and hearing the well-loved Christmas story. It can also be a sad time or a difficult time as we're reminded of people who aren't here any longer or struggle to do the things that seem to be so important but that we can't really manage, either because we just can't manage to do it anymore or we can't afford it or we haven't anyone to do things with. It can be a good time, it can be a hard time. And I'd like you just to take quite literally a couple of minutes to share a couple of thoughts about what's been good and what's been bad about Christmas for you. So it's not your time to go into a great long story about it, but just a quick couple of thoughts. What's been good? What's been bad? What's been important about Christmas for you? Okay, I said a couple of minutes. It certainly looks from looking around the room as if there wasn't anyone who didn't have some kind of thought to share about it. Those thoughts were for you to share. What we're going to do now is hold those thoughts in your head. Think about the things that other people told you, things to celebrate, things that they maybe were sad about, as we go into a time of prayer together.